The Giants play host to the Rockies, and Chris Marrero getting ready during pregame for what would be a special moment in his career.
Chris Marrero, the hitter. That ball is smoked way back there. Goodbye! And that's the first major league home run for Chris Marrero. The Giants a 2-0 lead.
Brandon Crawford, first pitch swinging, drives one to deep left field. Tapia's back, looking up. It's gone. First pitch of the bottom of the fourth, 4-0 Giants.
On the hill tonight for the Giants, Johnny Cueto. One of his best innings of the whole night. That was a 10-pitch inning, three up and three down. I've never seen anything like this in a baseball game.
That's very cool.
3-2. There goes Span. Right center field. That's in there. Base hit. The 13th pitch of the at-bat. 5-2 Giants.
The lights are good luck.
Hunter Pence against the new pitcher, Esteves. Base hit to right field. 6-2 Giants. Back up the middle. Base hit.
Now, you know what I'm saying? I'm saying the lights on the cell phones is what ignited this rally.
The Giants improved to 5-7 with Friday's win. Bruce Bochy's club gets excellent pitching, and the top seven hitters in the starting lineup each collect at least one hit and score at least one run.
You know, now this is a game that I think should do so much for his confidence. I mean, he can hit, and, you know, he's trying to make a good impression in the season. In the early part of the season, and I think he was pressing a little bit, but you know, the main thing with these young guys, we just want them to go up there and try to get off good swings, and he did that tonight. Had good at bats. This is more, you know, the man that we saw this spring, and you know, nice piece of hitting with two strikes, you know, for a home run and big home run that really got us going. But, you know, the next base hit was to right. So, you know, it just looked like he saw the ball much better tonight, slowed it down.
Bruce, just overall, how nice was it to get a lead and then to keep scoring throughout the game, keep the
lead? No, it's, that's great, you know, to add on. And, you know, that's something that caught up with us. I think a couple times on that last road trip, you know, we had chances to add on. And then we end up, you know, letting the opposing team come back on us. So it was good to add on. Big two-out hits. So, you know, everybody did something, seemed like tonight. We had clutch hitting throughout the lineup. Pence, big night, three hits. You know, Belt, I don't know how many pitches he saw, but, geez, he threw out some good at-bats and got a huge hit there for us. But, you know, Crawford, a couple hits, really throughout the lineup, you know, guys came through for us.
Bruce, last year, Johnny was scrutinized pretty heavily. Guys, other managers coming in, talking to the umpire and crew to watch him for his shimmies and his box and stuff. How nice was it to kind of see the script flipped a little bit and get some help on the other side?
Yeah, yeah, it's hard for us to see from the dugout, but, you know, with the left-hander, you know, there's a fine line there on where, you know, on crossing the plane or where you're stepping, and we get a couple balks on us, and Augie at first base, he thought they were balks, our runners did, so, you know, it's good to get those because we've had them on the other side.
Been kind of an eventful few days for Brandon Crawford. What was your reaction to seeing that home run?
Yeah, just happy for him. I know he's been through a lot. You know, I talked to him before the game today just to see if he's caught up with some sleep, and he's still not there, but, you know, he wanted to play tonight. He made that clear last night after the game, and so I was happy for him and for him to be able to, I guess, get away a little bit if he could. That's a good thing with what he's dealing with. And like I said last night, you know, for the guy to even come in and try to help us out there was pretty amazing, I thought, you know, to fly up and come here for the game and be available off the bench. And so I was happy for him to, you know, have a good night.
I think you talked to him last night after you talked to us. Did you give him the option of maybe taking a couple days if he needed it?
I did, Alex. I did. I said, listen, you've been through a lot. And he drove all night down to L.A. He had a couple hours sleep. And I just said, you know, we can take a little break here He said, I want to play. And so that's why he played tonight.
The Giants improved to 5-7 with Friday's win. Bruce Bochy's club gets excellent pitching, and the top seven hitters in the starting lineup each collect at least one hit and score at least one run. The Giants will try to make it two in a row against the Rockies on Saturday. Matt Moore will make the start at AT&T Park.